You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Posted a meme this morning of Billy Idol with the caption underneath, "It's a nice day for a light sweater." So you can enjoy that on my Facebook page if you'd like to.
Or not.
Steal that and put it on your own.
Let's see. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be taking a few days off from the show because my buddy Milo and his wife are flying in. Haven't seen those guys much at all in the last few years, and he's like my best bud. And something we can talk about next Monday when we're both back is how some people might consider this pretty weird, but I'm going away for a few days, just a couple of days, with he and his wife, but Gretchen's not going. So it'll be three of us going on a little trip while Gretchen stays home.
Is it like one hotel room or?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I do want to know.
But anyway, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm picking them up today.
Hey, that's
and,
cool.
And we're going to hit the road and do a little road trip. And yeah, it should be a good time.
Heck yeah.
So that's what's great. Going on. Tell me about your drive this morning.
Well, yeah, speaking of hitting the road, you know, I'm driving in at the butt crack of dawn, and I'm zipping down 285, and I'm approaching Inglewood, and on the left side of the highway there, I see something moving about, and I'm like, what is this? And there was a guy, first of all, with a traffic cone on his head walking down the highway. That's part one. Part two, he had his thumb out, and he was trying to hitchhike. Hitching a ride to wherever he may be going, whatever his destination may be. And as I zip by, I just kind of did one of those, huh, that's still a thing? People still get out there and put a thumb out and try to hitch a ride with people?
Yeah.
And then the questions start flowing in into my mind, you know? It's like, would I be able to do that? Because I know we instantly kind of think the worst, that you're going to pull over, pick somebody up, and they're going to murder you before you get to work. But then I was like, well, what if it's one of those cases where you pick this guy up and it's maybe the greatest experience of your life and it's the coolest person you've ever met and they've got a story that changes you, or it's, you know, some sort of guardian angel or something that steers you in a different path. You know, it's like we instantly think murder, death, kill. But what if this was just like a sign of something to pick this guy up and take him wherever he may need to go?
Give him a lift.
Give him a lift.
You know, and you're talking about, you know, picking up a hitchhiker and they might murder the driver, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, all the TV shows I watch, when the hitchhiker gets picked up, it's the driver who's the serial killer.
Well, so, then there it goes the other way, too. It's like, would you?
Right.
I did that scenario, too. It's like, if I'm out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the boonies on an open road and I'm out of gas, would I have the ability to stick my thumb out and take that risk and get into a car with somebody I don't know?
I would.
I don't think I could do it.
I would disclaimer.
Die of thirst and starvation.
Disclaimer, I have not hitchhiked in my life. Mm-hmm. But if the situation you described, if I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I'm stranded, then yes, then I don't mind. Because what are the odds? Okay, we're talking serial killers. What percentage of the American population out of 330 million people, how many are murderers that are just out
cruising around
and just happen to drive by you at that specific time?
That's a good day to pick up a hitchhiker and kill him in your old red pickup truck, right? the chances are slim, but you know, the other problem is like we live in the age where we glorify these murder shows on Netflix and the murder podcasts. And, you know, I could see somebody going out trying to make a name for themselves and doing this. It's their thing. They pick up hitchhikers and kill them, bury them out in the middle of nowhere.
Huh.
So I would be a little leery just because of that's kind of the world we're living in right now, I think.
Yeah, but your choice is kind of stuff. Die of exposure.
Or die in a car with a stranger.
I mean, I will, if one's a guarantee that I'm going to die out there, I'm going to hitch a ride.
You're going to try. You're going to try to do it.
I'll hitch a ride.
Yeah.
As far as the guy in town, I don't think I would. I've got to say, am I a bad person? Because I probably would not pick him up.
If it was 4:20 in the morning or whatever,
especially
pitch black.
In the middle of a metro area. I mean, that's
right.
He has no chance really of dying of exposure out there in.
He was
Littleton
right by a
England.
Starbucks. Let's just say that. And let's go back to the first thing. The traffic, the giant orange traffic cone on his head really wasn't helping his cause.
Or wasn't it? Because it, A, brought visibility so you could see him. Otherwise, people are just going to whiz by at 60. I know that stretch of 285.
Yeah,
people are flying
They're flying by.
And
he got, he got noticed. I noticed
exactly.
The guy.
I thought it was kind of brilliant. If anything, you should have given him a ride just for his creativity.
You're like, this guy looks like a barrel of monkeys. He looks like he's up for a good time this morning.
You know, you said he was over on the left side of the road. So was he going the opposite direction of you?
No, he wasn't. No, same flow as traffic, but on the left side, which was another fatal flaw in his hitchhiking abilities.
Yeah, that's a cross lane of traffic.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah, not good. But I don't know. I guess I could have picked him up and brought him in and planted him in front of the mic. See if he wowed us.
You know what you could have done? Or you could also just stop, roll down the window and... give him a 10 spot and say, here, go get yourself some breakfast nearby or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And then he would have stabbed me in the face.